This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Think about this. We're 8.5 days out from the election. All hell's breaking loose. The Chi-Coms are plunging the stock market trying to stop Trump. They got white supremacists running around shooting up synagogues because who hate Trump because he's a globalist and a pawn of Israel. It's just crazy. And ask yourself, what's coming next, ladies and gentlemen? Tomorrow, on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be opening the phones up and having guests on asking that question. The next hour, I'm going to focus on news and clips, and Millie Weaver, one of our great reporters, joining us. And don't forget, 8 a.m. every day, the David Knight Show, the David Knight broadcast. We'll be covering all the real developments in live time in the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone doing a superlative job as well, 3 p.m. Central. And we've got weeknight coverage, 8 to 10 p.m. with myself and many others, of the election. And for the day before the election and the day of the election, we're going to have a few days before the election, we're going to go live to like midnight every night. We're just going to stay live from 8 a.m. to about midnight. And then on election night, we're going to go until like 4 a.m., obviously. And if the left pulls something, or there's a truck bomb, God forbid, or a synagogue getting shot up, God forbid, or something like that, we'll be here covering it live. And we'll have reporters. I mean, incredible that Millie was like 2 hours away from the shooting and got there like 2 hours after and got amazing interviews. And it was mainly a Jewish neighborhood, and there's all these conservative, smart, super well-spoken, good-looking Jewish people. And I just say our listeners are always, they're black, white, Mexican, whatever. They're just always, patriots just have a fire in their eyes. They're good-looking people. Go to leftist events, they look, I'm sorry, I don't care what color they are, they look like hell. I mean, most conservatives look better than me, and I'm not some good-looking guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, it's like their souls have been sucked out. But she's just walking along randomly, and almost everybody's a listener and a supporter. And you can go to a black area. You can go to a Catholic area. You can go to a Christian area. You can go to, you know, wherever. I was up in Omaha a few months ago with my wife visiting her family. Her family's up there, and we went to this Greek restaurant where and these people had babysitted her when she was a kid, so she grew up with their kids. And she hadn't been there in like a decade. This is a little sad story. And there's an Orthodox Greek church right next door that basically had let out. And so we were there on a Sunday and went over there and ate. And I got mobbed by Greek Americans who've been here, you know, most of them 100 years or so, with their beautiful Orthodox church, you know, down the block. And I'm at the Greek place eating the great Greek food. And like half of them were listeners. And I mean, again, that's the beauty of real diversity, is that it brings all this flavor to America and all these different ideas and things in the melting pot. But globalism wants you all divided in your own little groups and fighting with each other, a divide and conquer. So I'm just saying, whether it's Greek Orthodox folks in Omaha, or then I was talking to folks, random people from a Buddhist temple that were listeners, a bunch of them in Omaha. That was another weird thing that happened. And they were telling me how, look at that building over there. That's where the CIA's based, all this stuff. But the point was, is that everybody loves freedom, and they get it. And they tune in here, and they hear pretty reasonable stuff versus what you hear on the news, that I want to kill the media. A, that would make us look bad and wouldn't be good. And they're not the media. They're anti-American saboteurs. And B, I'd get put in prison. And that's the thing. I don't want to censor Louis Farrakhan. And they do cherry pick things he said. And he's a big leader. And if we can get him on the side of fighting the globalists, it'd be a great thing. So I went and talked to him to try to stop a race war, and he agreed. And he's come out to be a Trump supporter. So Farrakhan is kind of in flux, and I'd like to see him like Darth Vader, you know, come over completely the Liberty Movement before he kicks the bucket. He definitely got more energy than I do, however old he is, my God. The point is that I just would rather get him to... See, they put him in that pigeonhole. The point is, I don't say take him off Twitter. He said some things I hate, things I disagree with. The point is, though, Cab didn't do any of that, and they're being blamed for the shooting when they didn't say or do anything. You've got leftists on Twitter saying, kill everybody, and they're left up with millions of followers. But I've been taken off. It's not fair.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will
come to the eye. You know, I want to make a point here before I get into all this huge news in the second hour. Liberty is popular. Freedom is popular, no matter what melanin you have in your skin, whether you be from Japan or Greece or Mexico or Nigeria or Canada or the UK or Chile. People genuinely, in general, want basic freedom and want justice. And you've got a lot of big globalist corporations that have used leftist propaganda to create divide and conquer. But when I went to that Trump rally, first one I'd gone to, because I don't want to cause a scene. And boy, it caused a scene. In Houston, 20,000 inside, 100,000 tickets that went out, probably 50,000 outside conservatively. Most folks came and went after an hour. Couldn't even find parking for miles around it. And we show up there, and I got hours of just mobbed. I couldn't, to go 100 feet would be like 30 minutes, unless I was just rude to people. And it was dizzy. And the amount of, I mean, I've been to leftist events. I cover them. You go to leftist events, it's all white people that look like they're on meth. And some Hispanics. And then usually a few really sad looking old black ladies that look like bag ladies, who I feel sorry for, who are just desperate for the Social Security check and are just scared. And then you go to a Trump event, and man, it's like, the best-looking black people, the best-looking white people, the best-looking Asians, the best-looking Hispanics. And by best-looking, I mean they're just alive. They might be overweight. They might be skinny. They just look alive. And my hand was sore. I was being hugged by everybody. And the footage is up on InfoWars.com. It was viral on Twitter. They banned it because they don't want that image of unity. Owen Troyer and others were just in D.C. for the big walkaway thing this weekend. Mobbed by high school kids. Mobbed by white people, black people, Hispanics. Mobbed by everybody. Now, there was a group of black folks brainwashed that ran up and started getting in his face and attacking him. And that footage is up on InfoWars.com. It's very, very sad. And these people look like they're idiots. I mean, you contrast those black folks versus a video of black folks at Trump rallies talking to me. And they're all more articulate than I am, better dressed than I am, that they're act together. And then you look at these leftist victims, and they literally act like morons. And that's what I'm telling you is the globalists want to dumb down education, make people dependent, because they want this type of climate. Now, we have the banned Lou Dobbs piece from Fox News that re-aired Saturday, and they're all apologizing and everything. It's pure truth from Judicial Watch that sued and got the documents proving Soros is in part, depending on which caravan you look at, he funds about 30% of it with your taxpayer money. The big thing is Soros gets taxpayer money. It's not that he's a criminal. That's a side issue. What they're really scared of is for U.S. aid to the U.N., he gets your money. And he directs it. That way they can, if the U.N. commits crimes through Soros, they don't get in trouble. So they fence it through Soros. So that's coming up. But and I bring this up about leftists acting like zombies and being almost all white because they are. And it's important to let go. You know, it's like when you see somebody, I don't watch a lot of TV, but we watch sometimes the live cop shows that they have on Friday and Saturday night, you know, when I'm laying there in bed with my wife, and sometimes one of my daughters is in there, you know, eating ice cream or whatever. I think this happened a couple nights ago. The point is, was it this week? No, it was last week. And they have, like, these live cop shows, and I go, oh, those are meth heads. They can be black, they can be white, they got the meth mouth, they got the arachnol. I go, the cops are going to find meth in their purse. And every time meth is found in the purse. I mean, it's like you look at a leftist and they look like meth heads. Or something's wrong with them. I don't care if they're white, I don't care if they're black, I don't care who they are. There's something wrong with them. There's even studies that conservatives look better all over the world. It could be in Brazil, it could be in Africa, it could be, you know, in a continent, a country. Conservatives look better. They're not really conservatives. The media means what is successful looks better. And it's not just that you look good and that your looks are classical. It's that you have an innate strength in you that's pro-human. I mean, how many videos have we seen the left beating up people at pro-life demonstrations, men beating up women, and the media praises it? But I'm digressing. Let's go ahead and get to them blaming Trump for everything. Here is Schiff, the corrupt member of Congress, the Democrat deputy head of the Judiciary Committee, saying that Trump is guilty for the climate of what's his quote here? Trump is guilty. He set the tone of hatred and incitement of violence. I mean, I've got to think of where conservatives call for violence and count it up on one hand. Okay? This latest white supremacist was a national socialist that hated Trump because he likes Israel and hates, you know, so that doesn't say hated Trump. So they're having to just blame the media and alternative media and try to ban that because they need a scapegoat. But the left itself, all the violence, the shootings, police, tagging Rand Paul, on and on and on. And then all the talk of killing Trump and raping Barron and raping Melania and raping blah, blah, blah. All the stuff we hear. And then they say Trump is responsible for standing up to him is what he's responsible for. Here it is.
The broader issue is what kind of climate are we creating in the country? This country is filled with amazing, beautiful, wonderful people who came here, many of them attracted by the idea this was a land of opportunity, no matter your religion, your ethnic.
MS-13 are God's children. You mean that? Like unvetted kids being child trafficked, Washington Post, that Obama brought in, loaded on God knows whose charity, disappearing forever? And so Trump has added to this, the UN wants to overrun the borders, not let us have any borders. Trump says we're not under the UN anymore. And so you go on there and say he's responsible for the climate that you know you've been pushing continually. Continue.
Origin, your color. That idea is being tested by those who are preaching hatred and division. And we have to overcome that.
It's the Democrats that are preaching.
And I think the president has a pivotal role there. No one sets the tone more than the president of the United States. And the tone that he sets is one of division, often one of hatred, sometimes one of incitement of violence against journalists. And there's no escaping our collective responsibility, but there's no escaping the tone that he sets for the country.
The tone that there should be a country, which you call white supremacist. He says we deserve a country and shouldn't be run by China or the UN or the EU bureaucrats, which we were under. He killed the TPP, all of it. I mean, that is, as the president says, fake news. Fake news, big time. Okay, let's go to the next clip here. This is Dana Bash on bomb suspect Trump responsible for shocking CNN suck chance. No, CNN, your ratings suck. You're known liars. You stir up war. You stir up division. You stir up anti-free speech crap. You suck because you suck. When you drive into a town, you don't know the town. This restaurant's full of cars. That restaurant has nobody at it. The one with no cars at it's got flies in the hamburgers. The one with the line around the block is delicious. No one watches you because you suck. Here is Dana Bash.
Hey, can I just say, because we're putting this picture up, the image of what was on that van for an extended period of time, that image, CNN sucks. Of course the president didn't direct this. He's not technically responsible for this, but he is responsible for not just allowing the chant CNN sucks at his rallies, but stoking it, making clear that he likes it. And
yeah, so that's enough. Get her off. So CNN says Trump is literally Hitler, and that he wants to destroy the country and kill all the minorities. He wants to murder the gay people. None of it's true. And so people are sick of being lied to, and so it's Trump's fault. Got another clip. CNN's Brian Stelter calls Gab alt-right website a Hillary Clinton invention. No, it's a social media site that has free speech like the rest of the internet had just 2 years ago. Remember that. We're going to go to break, come back. Don't forget, I'm hardly plugging. It has to end today, basically. New specials get launched tomorrow. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, Brain Force Plus, X2 selling out, last run, the fluoride-free toothpaste, 405 with the colloidal silver and iodine, super blue, it's 50% off. A lot of this stuff's loss leader. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, free shipping store-wide, and 50% off all the supplements, 35% off storable food, incredible water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best products are, we have them, the lowest prices. And you funding us is not just critical, it is beyond essential. InfoWarsStore.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Do something here in this segment that's really important. Lou Dobbs had 8-10 million viewers at a time back when he was on CNN, and then Obama got elected and it was too upsetting for them. The number one thing in television, double the viewers that Sean Hannity has today. It was upsetting them that people were hearing the truth about the North American Union, about globalism, about the TPP, about all of this, which now Trump's got into office and Trump is killing foreign multinational corporations setting up systems around our country. So I'm going to play a little clip of the final show that got him banned off CNN for being number one. Kind of like we're being banned off the internet for being number one. Well, they're trying to shut Drudge down for being the number one website. Number two website in the world, number one a news site. And I'm going to play the 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the banned part from Lou Dobbs' show this Thursday that re-aired Saturday on Fox that they're making such a big deal out of. Fox condemns rhetoric used by Lou Dobbs' guest as channel star host faces growing criticism. Yes, as his ratings go up, just like Sean Hannity or just like Tucker Carlson, he needs to be taken off. Well, you can't. And then you read the specifics. It's all in an article, Border Caravan. Call it the George Soros Express from WorldNet Daily. There's a bunch of other articles, but this is what Judicial Watch is talking about. Judicial Watch is talking about the documents they sued last year and this year to get, where in Europe and here, it is leftist groups that get U.S. taxpayer money through the U.N. We give the U.N. money through U.S. aid and other groups, and then it's given to the NGOs that run it. And Soros doesn't pay for this himself. He gets your tax money to build the refugee centers, to advertise it, to bring them in. And then they manage them once they get here with the aid groups, and they house them in churches and synagogues and Catholic charities, and then the local leftists get up to half the money and the welfare that each person brings in. This is a cash cow bonanza, and they don't want that discussed. But it's all true. I've already been covering this for years, but you need to go read about the George Soros Open Society Foundation, CARE, the Annenberg Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, all the groups you hear advertising on NPR. And it's links in the World Daily article. We've written about these as well, but this is the best article that just boils it all down. And it's got the bios of the professors at Berkeley and UT and Harvard that run the migrant studies and how they're going to say there's no borders, no wall, no USA at all, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. It's all here, but they think you're idiots. They think you won't go look this up, that we're paying for this, for leftists, not regular folks from Honduras or San Salvador or Venezuela. The very ones waving their Honduran and Venezuelan flags saying they hate America. And Trump's Hitler and Trump's the Antichrist and burning American flags and smuggling children. That's in the news today. Mexico stopped the caravan. They're smuggled kids in there. So It's the truth that can't be spoken. See, they say, oh, Jones is saying kill the media. Where's the clip? Not saying that. No, Jones is showing you Judicial Watch documents. And see, they can't have Lou Dobbs do that either. Why, he's too respected. Why, he was number one in cable. Even against Fox, he had twice the viewers they did. We can't allow that. See, CNN could have conservatives on, and they'd be number one, but they won't do it. Because they are there to suppress the people. So let's go to the section of the censored Lou Dobbs Judicial Watch interview with Chris Farrell, Director of Judicial Watch. Here it is.
Caravan just north of the Honduran border. Joining us tonight, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, good to have you with us. I know that this caravan was a subject of considerable interest for you, for Judicial Watch, and certainly for the American people. Give us your first, and I'm going to, because we have limited time, ask you to be as succinct as possible, your thoughts on what you witnessed and what you saw and heard.
It's an overwhelmingly male caravan of mid-teens to mid-40s. I'd say the women and children are a super minority. There are certainly criminal elements rolled into the caravan. There were children that were recovered from a human smuggling operation today. The Guatemalans are trying to hold them back and turn them back, but it's a very grave situation.
Leftist groups reported to be the organizers, playing instrumental roles and financial roles. Tell us what you can.
Sure. Look, this is a criminal involvement on the part of these leftist groups. It's highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern. You want to start cutting money, start cutting money there.
Do you know anything about what we're seeing, and that's reports and pictures of USAID packages, bags containing what we know not, but obviously distributed by USAID? What is behind that?
I don't have a clear answer off the top of my head. I can just tell you that there's all sorts of programs that these groups are affiliated with that we spend taxpayer money on. It needs to be cut off now.
And where are we headed? We have another caravan of 1,000 or more people forming up in Honduras, ready to make the same trek through Guatemala to into Mexico to our with a plan of getting to our southern border. Your thoughts about this and what we can expect?
It's really an intermittent river of humanity. It's not a caravan in the sense of a discrete group. And I also look. I don't have firm evidence yet, but my intelligence, my indicators are, look for something coming out of El Salvador in the next week.
And the president has ordered at least 800 troops, primarily in mission, to the southern border. What's it going to take the, what appears to be now 14,000 migrants in this caravan
way better
being
than that.
Shuttled by the Mexican government right into our border?
If they get to the border and they make an asylum claim, remember, 98% get through. Something fundamental has got to change here.
And then that triggers the next wave.
Chris Farrell, good to have you back. Thanks.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay.
You should have voted in our poll tonight.
Everything he said is true. It's on record. They're making all these arrests and child smuggling right now. Show the Washington Post article about Obama when he opened the border up. These caravans were full of kids that were then smuggled and trafficked into prostitution. That's the Washington Post. There it is. Show. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're so upset, is that the common sense of what is happening is waking people up, so they can't have discussions of how this is criminal. They can't have discussions about how this is illegal. There it is. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Washington Post. Okay? So they're going all or nothing. What their strength is, they're overshooting. Their weakness is, they're doing that as well. It's a Hail Mary. It's unbelievably insane and criminal. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Myotree Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store, that's true. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
It's Bob Dylan that wrote this song, but
businessman needs
Jimi Hendrix plays it better and sings it better, but still, it's good to hear the actual author sing it.
None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
All right, Millie Weaver, our amazing reporter and her amazing co-team, Gavin Wentz and others, about to join us. I want to get her back on with us this week. She got there within 2 hours of the tragic events in Pittsburgh. Amazing interviews at InfoWars.com. We're going to her in just a second, but first, I want to add an addendum on what I was just covering last segment. You think about Lou Dobbs, who's been number one on television, a great journalist, impeccable research, Judicial Watch, credible research, the documents, that George Soros and the Ford Foundation and the UN and U.S. taxpayer money through USAID is funding the illegal alien invasion, and there's child smuggling going on, and the Washington Post admits it, and Vice President Pence says they have that intel, and then they have a huge Twitter war and a bunch of harassment of Fox News and their sponsors, until Fox apologizes and condemns the segment and pulled it from their servers. Fox condemns rhetoric used by Lou Dobbs' guest as Channel's star host faces growing criticism, CNN. That's their job, is killing truth, killing other media. They have no viewers. All they do is organize Democrats to engage in fraud. We're going to release footage very soon of undercover CNN stalking us. We ran their plates. We have it all. I'm really going to have to take action against them politically and economically and through the criminal justice system, because they are a terrorist organization, ladies and gentlemen, working against this country. They are the enemy of the people, period. So that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just wild to see how these bullies work, and America must stand up against them. Now, I want to Millie Weaver, but I wanted to show these short clips. Shot this morning before he took off to fly back to Austin just hours ago. Our own Owen Schroyer covering the walkaway, hashtag walkaway movement that's been so successful with Democrats saying no, the Democratic Party and the big red wave they're trying to suppress right now. Early voting shows huge Republican turnout everywhere but Florida. And a lot of Senate races are neck and neck while they're sampling 15 points more Democrats. So I wouldn't say that's the case. But barring massive total fraud, we're going to see hold on to the House and the Senate. But tomorrow is today. Let's go to the article on InfoWars.com you should share with folks. InfoWars reporter accosted in D.C. reporting on Kanye Black Exit clothing line. Instead of Brexit, Bligzit. Candace Owens, what an amazing lady. She came up with that. NPCs triggered by Owen Schroyer pointing out rapper encourages hashtag walk away and free thinking from fashion culture. So he's a matrix breaker, the great Kanye West at every level. He calls me the matrix breaker. He's a matrix breaker. And let's go to that clip and then to Millie Weaver. Here it is today where some folks are still on the plantation.
As Kanye West and Candace Owens are literally leading a brand new cultural revolution for African Americans in America right now, getting themselves off the Democrat plantation. You think I'm crazy, man? Why do you think I'm crazy?
Oh, hit pause. Back this up. I should have added. He's at the Smithsonian talking in a regular voice. If you're a radio listener, aimed at a sign outside and people get pissed at him. Go ahead. I mean, this is crazy. Continue. They hear Kanye West and they get mad. Here it is.
Off the Democrat plantation. You think I'm crazy, man? Why do you think I'm crazy? I love that they're showing the hate. Here's the hate. Now he's coming up to me. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. What is your deal, dude?
Move away from me now.
Dude, you,
move away from
you
me.
You literally came up to me. Here we go. She just knocked my hat off. Thanks, guys. No. Thank you guys for showing the hate. Thank you guys so much for showing the hate out here. Thank you for showing the world how hateful you are.
Notice how the left are. They always attack and they say you.
Isn't it perfect? It's fine. No, it's fine. Thank you guys for showing the world how hateful you are. You guys are still on. You guys are still in the cult, but you guys can get out of the cult. This is how cult people behave. So they choose not to be part of the African American.
And our audio is not cutting out. We're cutting the cuss words.
No, I understand. You don't want to be on film showing the world how hateful you are, but you're too late. You already did.
Yeah, they're in public.
Suck butt, she says.
They came over and attacked
him.
That's
always fun, folks. It's always fun to put your Superman cape on and let the left show their hate.
All right, I'm going to Millie Weaver, but I want to play one more clip. This is Owen in the same area, and a bunch of college students, or the high school students, the article's on InfoWars.com, they're fans. It's college students, and the professor comes over and goes, God, don't talk, but they know who Owen is. Owen's got hundreds of millions of views like Millie online till they deleted them all, and probably billions, actually. Some of Owen's videos have like 50 million views apiece. And so, oh, we love Owen. Oh, no, the controller comes over to say, you don't talk to him. That's a cult, folks. Here it is.
The people that don't like Trump and don't like InfoWars, they're mean, they're hateful, they call you names, they flick you off. Some of them even get aggressive and physically violent. Oh, but then you run into people that, you know, like us and like Trump. Well, what are they? They're nice. They're loving people. They have a conversation. So it's really just incredible the dichotomy that can be exhibited in real time just by wearing this hat. And that's part of the Superman cape analogy, is that it gives you the power, when you put on this hat, to go into the Matrix. It's almost like putting on the glasses in They Live, right? You put on the glasses, and then you can see things for what they really are, and not how they're being presented. So that's amazing. So what have we got? Look, you guys, are you guys lovers? Look at that.
Are you?
Yes, sir. Where are you guys from?
Alex Jones.
LA.
You guys are from LA? Are you guys out here on a vacation?
No, we're here.
So what?
So they shouldn't be on camera without parents' permission.
We're allowed. I'm 17.
So I guess this guy must not be a fan. All right, hey, you guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Say hey. Thank you, man.
So those
are guys.
College students.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You need to see their college
but,
or high school, but you're not going to be on camera unless he says so.
Okay.
So, okay. All right, well, that's good. Full video up on InfoWars.com. Millie Weaver, a lot going on. We'll have another segment to get more into things, but you were there. You were literally just feet away from where these poor people got murdered, having a baby naming ceremony, and just all of this is going crazy. Millie Weaver, reporter for InfoWars.com, doing a great job. I keep saying great job. He's doing such an amazing job. What in the world do you think is going on with 9 days out from the election?
Well, I don't know if this necessarily has to do anything with the election, but I know that the Democrats are going to try to use it all they can for their own political agenda to try to demonize Trump supporters and conservatives, when they won't report the fact that this gunman who went down there and gunned down these innocent Jewish people in this synagogue hated Trump. He didn't like Trump. He called Trump a globalist. Apparently, Trump was too pro-Jewish for an actual anti-Semite. And that's what the left doesn't want to acknowledge right there. When we found out about the Boston bomber, that had a Trump supporter as the suspect who was going to be arrested in that, they went all day on their platforms and shouted from the rooftops that a Trump supporter was responsible for this. But they won't say that this person was a Trump hater that did this synagogue shooting. That's something you won't hear from the mainstream media.
And it gets crazier because the guy's saying Trump's a globalist, Trump's pro-Israel, he's controlled by the Jews and all this. So they kind of halfway blamed Trump and then dropped it. Now they're blaming free speech and gab.com. Who, again, lets a lot of folks on it. People say, oh, well, whatever, let them get rid of that website. No, they're going to go after everybody's website.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to go after free speech as a whole. And this kind of, if you remember back when I was talking about possible false flags, now I'm not saying this is a false flag, but I was saying that there was a possibility of things happening that could be used to justify further censorship on social media and a social media ID. This could be used to try to push for that.
Oh, I think everything's suspicious. The pipe bombs we predicted and that whole thing doesn't add up. All of this should be investigated. We'll come back, Millie Weaver. We're 8.5 days out. What's going to happen next? Stay with us. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com host is riding shotgun with us. The article is up on InfoWars.com. Let's put up the top InfoWars.com article for everybody, please, for TV viewers and radio listeners. It is the world exclusive, the head of Gab.com, who did not call for violence, who has a libertarian site, liberal, conservative. Everybody can be on it. And they're blaming him because this guy had an account. He had an Instagram. He had a Facebook. He had a Twitter. He had all of that. And he didn't say, I'm going to kill anybody on Gab. But even conservatives are saying, they don't have a right to exist now. Get rid of them. Gab did not kill anybody. No social media post ever killed anybody. World exclusive. Gab founder responds to synagogue massacre and lashes out at lying MSM. None of them even called him for a quote or even have them on. They just lie about him to set the precedent to shut it down. But you can stop them. Everything we do here is free to air for radio host, TV host. I always get emails like from radio hosts. Can I play a clip of your show? It's fair use. Play it all. But yes, you have my explicit total license. Use it all. We're all free to air. That means air it. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get the articles. Get them out. Get the videos out. They're trying to ban Gab now, not just Infowars. What's next? Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity, Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump off Twitter. Stop letting these people... It's like a lion, and the lion tamer has a little whip, but he has that lion intimidated, and I'm sick of it. Stop acting. acting like they're God. Millie Weaver, I appreciate you joining us today. So just getting into your observations, 8 days out now, 8.5 days out, what you saw in Pittsburgh, you know, talking to locals, what you think's coming next, because you're a smart cookie.
Well, you know, Alex, I just wanted to say something on the situation where the media is trying to blame Gab somehow because this person used their social media network. It's just not logical. The left likes to have double standards. Most of the shooters and bombers of past terror events all had various social media accounts on Twitter and Facebook and so on and so forth. And yet these social media accounts or social media platforms weren't blamed. So now they're trying to use this to justify blaming Gab AI and holding them responsible for something that they actually aren't under the Section 230 Communications Decency Act, which these social media platforms that are open, neutral public forums have protections in. So they aren't liable for something somebody necessarily says. Now, it's a different story if they were actually plotting it on social media, but there's no indication that this individual was plotting it rather than they were just using the platform to say free speech, which theirs in this case was very anti-Semitic and very bigoted. Now, I want to point this out. Many of the people that we talked to that were standing around that were residents of this neighborhood for the Tree of Life synagogue that recently was shot up with a mass shooting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, these people said that, hey, you know, if there had been armed security there, we could have minimized the casualties. There could have been less loss of life. And that was one of the interesting things that sparked up following this, is that you had many members of this Jewish community talking about whether or not they should have had guns to protect themselves, given that there are a lot of anti-Semitic hateful people out there that would target the Jewish community. We know that Hitler, who was the biggest Jew hater of all, knew how important it was to disarm people that you wanted to kill. We know that Hitler took the guns prior to shipping off all of these innocent Jewish people to concentration camps and then exterminating them. So of any people, of any group of people, the Jewish people have been persecuted, very much so. So they saw the importance of having that right to protect themselves. And that was what kind of instantly sparked up in the neighborhood. Now, of course, you're going to have your liberals there, you know, that believe that more gun control is the answer. But a large amount of the community there was Orthodox Jewish people that are more conservative leaning, like, for example, like how Ben Shapiro is. A lot of them share more conservative viewpoints. And we had some interesting interviews with them, and hopefully we could get around to playing some of those clips, Alex.
Well, we're out of time basically now, but we're going to have those tomorrow during the weekday show. They're all posted to Infowars.com, to Newswars.com. And the only way any of this key stuff gets seen is if listeners, again, get excited, have that chain reaction, tell folks about the local stations they're listening or watching, or spread the word about Infowars.com or Newswars.com and get these articles out, because it is amazing. And what you're covering and what you're exposing, Millie, is not in the mainstream. It's either right wing or left wing. It's not just America wanting common sense. But listen, we predicted the shootings at liberal facilities. We predicted the bombings. The left kept saying it's coming before the election with no proof. Now it's happening. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's very, very suspicious, the whole thing. And I really am cringing, Millie, in the next 8 days before the election of what they're going to pull.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows what's next? We know that during October surprise season, anything's possible. One thing I will say that's very interesting that did actually creep up into on a mainstream media site on Facebook, CBS was streaming, and there was an interview with one of the CBS reporters who was there. She interviewed the former president of the Tree of Life Synagogue. And he was talking about how they were actually anticipating an event like this, and that they were working with the city of Pittsburgh's emergency management planning people and talking about how they could better mitigate a shooter type
situation. No, I saw that a month ago. They had Homeland Security there. And I'm on, look, the poor liberals. I really feel sorry for them. Carry, concealed carry, have guns. You've got a synagogue? Or you're what? I mean, you better have guns. In Israel, the synagogues have guns. You're a target. You can't call 911 and wait 5 minutes. God, the cops got there fast, and they engaged in like 5 minutes, but people were dead by then. So just protect yourselves. Good Lord.
And there are some synagogues in the area, according to some of the residents, that do actually arm themselves.
I saw that. In fact, most of them do. Notice this guy didn't target that. Very suspicious. We should look into this guy, because I'm worried about liberals doing false flags. They figure out the way to get us now is to create an MO about themselves online and do something. They hate Trump and America so much that they would go stage something. Not the synagogue, not the Jewish folks, but this guy. This whole thing is so suspicious. Millie Weaver, will be tracking it all. I know you're going to be on the campaign trail the next 8 days and then the aftermath in D.C. Infowars.com, tomorrow's News Today. Thank you so much, Millie Weaver.
Thanks, Alex.
Well, Millie, again, just knocks out of the park every time. Okay. I covered most of it. But I'll go back to this NYC professor and all the rest of them saying, kill Pence, kill Trump. He's behind the group harassing Republicans in restaurants. They have their Twitters with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers calling for attacking people, calling for violence. And then Gab just allows people to have their own Twitter and their own system, and the guy didn't even call for violence on there, and then they are being deplatformed everywhere. Because big corporate tech and big media don't want competition, just like they don't want Infowars.com or NewsWars.com or Lou Dobbs or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or anybody else that isn't anti-America. They're a bunch of bullies. Instead of kissing their butt, it's time to say no. Okay. Counterthink with Mike Adams. He tapes a new show every week for you. It's always hard-hitting. When this show ends on radio and TV, on the satellite and on the streams at Infowars.com, /show will be Counterthink with Mike Adams, always informative. And then tomorrow, 8 a.m., we'll be here. But if I'm up at midnight and there's some big event or something happening, I'm going to drive in here, I'm going to call crew, and we'll be live. Even though we don't have the crew to do this, I'm not complaining. I'm saying we're committed, we're here. That's why your financial support is so critical. You get great supplements, you get great T-shirts, you get great water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, films, books, whatever the case is, it's all the best, really good prices, and you're funding free speech and Americana and fearless promotion of Western culture and open, real, free societies. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. We have a mega sale, the biggest we've ever done, because they try to take our payment processors. They got very close to shutting us down. We got backups now, but the sellest eggs we're selling out of so much. The X2 is the last run. Supernova Vitality is the last run. We're about to sell out of Female Vitality. We've got the BrainForce Plus now at 20% more in each bottle. It's almost a lost leader at 50% off. All of it, from the colloidal silver to everything, is 50% off and free shipping. That's almost lost leaders. The sale has to end today. I'm so busy, it'll end tomorrow. Or technically Tuesday, because I got to come up with new specials, but they have to end. I do so little time figuring out marketing and products. That's why I'm always behind. But this is the end of the sale. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. Want to thank you all that have made purchases. If you haven't, these are great products. You should try them. Do your Christmas shopping early. Don't fight the crowds. Get the biggest discounts of the year at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And stick your finger in the eye of Nazi collaborators like George Soros and other globalists. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, tell folks about the live broadcast. Send out the link to the live show. Send out the link to Gab and the exclusive CEO response so he has a voice.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.